Good morning, Rescom. This is Jen.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Jim in, please?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on, please.
Rescom, Jim speaking.
Hey, Jim. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Living the dream. Trying to survive. Do you have a minute?
I do, Jim.
Fantastic. Nicole forwarded me your email. I know you were out yesterday. So I wanted to go over your file. I've got an approval for you. I know this is your first time exploring this type of alternative loan. So if there's any questions you have, just feel free to ask me. I'm here to help.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha. When I discussed your file with Nicole, she said the really thing that was really important to you was A, just the loan amount, but B, also not having or having the ability to pay this off early and not having like a penalty, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I've got a few different options for you. I wanted to walk you through the pluses and minuses of each program and give you the ability to kind of choose what you know suits you best. So with working capital loans, it's a cash flow based loan, but you're generally committing to the payback amount. So most programs, the way they work is you're borrowing X, you're paying back Y, and even if you pay back the loan amount sooner, you're generally not on the hook, I should say, for all the payments. If not, you get a small discount for paying off early. However, a big part of this program is something called a renewal. And let me explain what that means. What that means is at about the halfway point of this loan, you can apply for more funding. About 80 to 85% of our customers renew, which is a good thing, which means their business is growing and they want to access more capital. But one of the issues is that often people do is they carry through all that interest to the next loan, which effectively bumps up their cost of borrowing. I've got approval for you that I want to go over that really doesn't have that caveat. It has full interest forgiveness on the renewal, which means if you renew the loan at the halfway point or any period after the halfway point with the renewal, we waive all the remaining interest, which is a very nice bonus. So I'm going to go over that loan. And we've got a few basic options here. So on this loan, I've got a loan approval for you for $200,000. Now, the way you make this loan payable is what's called a micropayment. So rather than you paying the loan at the beginning of the month for the whole month up front, just like, say, a car loan, we take a micropayment, which means 21 business days per month. So that's Monday through Friday, no bank holidays, or once per week, your choice, we collect the payment. Your loan would also come with a line of credit for an additional 20. So if you wanted to borrow 20 for anything else, you could as well. So you could look at it as, say, 220 total. Now, the only issue here I have on this loan is, if we do an interest forgiveness loan, you're looking at a 9-month term. I want to know if that's something you can work with or if you're looking for something much, much longer.
I was looking to do something around the 2-year mark.
Okay.
So 24 months.
Unsecured capital, generally, unless we have a tremendous amount of business credit, we're not going to go that far unless the business credit is really, really really, really thick, and here it's really just not. There are some other options. What I'd like to do is I'd like to present you with the terms for this and then have you think about it, and then I can also give you some terms on what you might look at for, say, an 18-month term, and you give me some feedback.
Okay.
So if you looked at a $200,000 loan and you did it over 9 months, you'd have two options. The daily payment, 21 days per month, no weekends, no holidays, would be $1,355. The weekly on that, same cost, would be $65.64. That means that if you're taking the loan to term, if you're taking it to the 9-month term, your payback is $256. However, this loan does have a renewal option, which means that once you're 4.5 months in, you can renew the loan. And if you renew the loan and it's put in your contract, we forgive all the remaining interest. Additionally, on this loan, there's no origination fee, which is usually industry average around 2-2.5%. So you would get the full $200,000. You'd also have access to a line of credit for $20,000. Do you mind if I kind of give you my feedback or no?
I don't, but first I just want to ask the question.
Sure.
There's no origination fee. What's the rate on that 9-month term? What's the interest rate?
The payback on that is a 1.28. So for every dollar you're paying back, if taken to term, 28 cents on the dollar.
28%
on the 9-month term, correct. This program would be good for you, though, if you want to borrow more money quickly, because the way that it really works is this. We're giving you a 9-month term. Once you're 4.5 months in, especially with the construction business, the vast majority of customers renew. And when you renew, generally, we're doing a longer term, usually 12, 15, 18 months, and also lowering the rate on the renewal. So it's a way for you to access more capital quickly, as opposed to just doing a one-time deal. The feedback that I would give you is this. If you have just a general one-time need, which is, hey, look, I need 150 to 250 grand, I don't plan on borrowing more money in the future, we've got some alternative programs for you that will do longer and cheaper that are a better fit for you, but or for your business. But if you're looking for something where you want a relationship and you want to borrow more money quickly, this is a really strong program for the renewal purpose.
Yeah, well, all the terms sound better except for the rate. I mean, 28%, I could just spar the money on a credit card.
Absolutely. So I hear that a lot. And just to give you an idea, I'm going to circle back with you a little later today on what some numbers would look like on a longer term without that kind of renewal option. And you can really choose and give me your feedback. So with a credit card, absolutely. You could put the money on a credit card. Not a problem at all. The whole challenge is when you talk about credit cards, that goes on personal credit, and that's not cash. This is a business loan that isn't reported to personal credit. Also, you know, some customers do consider this a very large credit card that has unlimited cash. It's just not putting 10 credit cards together. I do have another approval, though, for you that's a little less money, but I want to present it to you because it might be something that appeals to you a little better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have an approval for you. For a little less of a loan amount. If you were open to, and I don't want to shortchange you, but I already do have another approval for you on a different program for $150,000. This is an 18-month term. You can do anything up to 18 months on this term. Now, if you looked at this, the cost of money is cheaper. If you looked at an 18-month term, your payback on that for $150,000 would be, just give this to you, give me a second. 204. You can also do 150 on that program for a 12-month term, and the payback would be 19,500. So on those programs, the 12-month term is 27 cents on the dollar, and on the 18-month term, the payment is 36 on the dollar over 18 months. So the rate on a 36-month term is 36 cents over a year and a half. So I would just divide that yearly, so 36 divided by 1.5. So that's a cheaper cost of funds. That's 24 cents per year on that program. It's a little cheaper, but it's only giving you 150. I think since this is your first time doing this loan, we're not in the business of just like, you know, trying to sell you a product that doesn't make sense. We're trying to give you through the ups and downs of each program. One thing that's very, very important to mention is, do you plan on renewing this loan or borrowing more money in the near future? Because if you do, then I would focus on the program you're approved for and see if I can knock the rate down because of that great renewal option.
Yeah, I'm certainly not going to do any of these options at those rates. I mean, the rates are just way too high. I'd have to make other arrangements.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not the salesperson, so I don't take anything you say the wrong way. What kind of rates and terms were you trying to obtain on this funding?
Well, I mean, quite honestly, I was looking at about 15%, and
okay.
We're not even close to that. So that's an issue for me.
Okay. No, it's good to have this feedback. Okay. You said other arrangements. I'm not trying to rub you the wrong way. What are your, you know, plan Bs? What are your other options are you looking at besides, you know, Ocean Bank?
Well, I mean, Ocean Bank is the current bank that I use, but I obviously can go to traditional banks and approach them or just restructure how we do things and maybe go out for some equipment funding or something like that.
You said some what a funding?
Equipment funding.
Oh, we do equipment funding as well. This is a completely different program. So equipment funding, our rates start at 4.5-5%. Are you looking for equipment-based financing, or are you looking for cash? Because I might be missing something here.
No, I'm just saying that if I have to free up cash, I might go the other route and look for equipment funding, and then if I'm getting a much better interest rate there, I can free up the cash internally.
Oh, do you have collateral? Do you have equipment you can offer as collateral?
Well, we own, I don't know, somewhere in the vicinity of, I guess, about 30 vehicles and tons of construction equipment. So.
Oh, okay. You know, so that's a really good thing to share. So, and that's a very good thing to share. So we're not here to pigeonhole you into one product. We have a variety of different products. So we offer new equipment financing. We offer used equipment financing. We offer unsecured cash, which is the program we're talking about now. But we also offer secured financing based on equipment, which means what you're trying to do, which is you are trying to take a piece of equipment and use it as collateral to get a loan against it, correct?
Well, I can, yeah. I mean, I hadn't given that thought yet, so.
So generally, let me give you kind of like a high and low, because it's really going to determine, I think, you know, what you want to do and where this conversation goes. If you, you know, what kind of rates can be obtained for unsecured cash? With the information I have, there's probably no way to get your yearly cost below 20%. So if it's honestly a difference of 5%, I don't think that makes or breaks someone. But I would assume even if we can really, really get aggressive on the rate, it might be go low 20s on a yearly cost for unsecured cash. Mm-hmm. If that works, we should attack that avenue. However, if that's just a deal killer for you, then you can explore equipment financing. One thing you mentioned is you said go to your traditional source of funding. I'm not here to tell you how to run your business, but this is what you know I do for a living. Many customers are under the impression that a traditional bank, just because you have good credit, will give an unsecured line of credit. The process is very tough. It's very, and usually it's a lot of hoops to jump through and then maybe a very small loan amount. So I don't think it's really a proper product for your business. But if you do have collateral, we can take that into the equation and provide a different program. You are going to get a much cheaper cost of money, way different than the program I'm proposing, if you want to do equipment-based loans. It's a just different product. It's a difference between getting a mortgage versus a credit card. It's secured versus unsecured.
Well, how do we get from this discussion to the best rate that you can on the unsecured? Because we're still a world apart at this point.
Well, what I'd like to do is this. I'd like to attack the proper avenue and give you a solution today. Since you have a few approvals, I'm going to go talk to the credit officer and see what can be done. It will take me a few hours to meet with them. I'm actually in a bit early. We're on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. But I guess the question I have for you is, I can attack both programs and you can choose which works best. But is having something where you can lower your cost, is having something where you can get all your interest forgiven on a renewal an important aspect to you, or do you just really not care? You plan on writing out the loan?
Well, I think that if I'm understanding right, on the second option where you said it was 150 was the approval,
mm-hmm.
the 18-month term is 36%?
Over 18 months, yeah. So a yearly cost.
18 months.
Okay. Yeah, over 18 months. What I would kind of push you to is this. There's a few different aspects here, and I can push on a credit officer. That's really not a problem for me. I do it all the time. But I guess the question I would ask you so is, do you plan on renewing the loan? If you plan on renewing the loan, it's very important to just me to push on one avenue. If you think that there's really not a strong possibility you'll borrow more cash in the future, then I'll go to a different avenue. It's just two very different avenues.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a one-time opportunity here.
Okay. So that's really doesn't, you know, we could talk about a cash loan, but that's okay. So it doesn't really matter to you. That's not that attractive. Okay. So, yeah, just kind of recap, we do put a UCC on the business for unsecured cash, but the working capital can be used in conjunction with secured financing. It sounds like to me you want to avoid doing a specific asset-based transaction unless it just doesn't work out for the traditional working capital loan. Is that accurate?
I lost you there. So you're putting a UCC on there because that was never disclosed. Like, what's the purpose of that?
We put a UCC so you don't get multiple loans. The problem with our industry is that a customer, we're putting a cash UCC on the business because what will happen is many customers get one loan from us and then get another loan from someone else and another loan from someone else. And we've had situations where a customer will get 10, 15, 20 loans within a series of 3 months and ultimately destroy their cash flow. So yes, we do put a UCC on the business. Do you have like a bank loan UCC or no? With Ocean Bank?
I don't know if I do or not. I would imagine they would have that on there.
Yeah, usually, I mean, with a working capital loan, there's like, it's called a blanket UCC. But if you already have a business loan with your bank, they probably have a blanket. So in theory, we're second position. We're not here to go after anyone here. We're just here to collect payments. We just want our interest in a sense. But yeah, that's common. We just want to make sure you don't have multiple working capital loans, because you're basically, if you're doing that, you're committing your short-term cash flow to multiple lenders, which is a no-go for us.
Yeah, we don't have any others.
Okay. Let's do this. Let me go press a little. It sounds like what's important to you is the lowest rate, longest term, and hey, if you get a renewal option that's a little better, that's something great for you, but it's really not that attractive. Give me a couple hours and I'll circle back with you, or have Nicole circle back with you to solve this.
Okay.
Thanks a ton.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.